Hello.
Hey, JP. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
JP, I just wanted to start by asking you to just reflect on the first meeting between the two teams, and I know now that you've had some time to look at it, how you view the hit that knocked you out there.
Oh, you know what, guys? I don't know. You know, it's just football, and it's a rough game. It's a violent sport. Nobody really wishes for those things to happen. So, you know, it's just that's kind of how I look at it and view it. It's just a rough game, man, and sometimes those things happen.
I know Vince had said he was trying to reach out to you through maybe some teammates that he knew up there. Did you guys ever connect on that? Did he ever connect with you?
No. That's all right. I mean, I know he didn't mean it. I know it's a tough situation. I'm sure people are giving him a hard time about it. But, no, man, there's no hard feelings. Like I said, it's just a rough game.
I'm sorry, you said there were no hard feelings?
Yeah, there's no hard feelings or anything like that. I understand that he was... You know, that's not something that he was trying to do or anything like that.
Is that a change, JP, just on your line of thinking? Because I know after, you know, I thought I had heard you say maybe that the penalty was a little lenient for your liking.
I don't even, going back a little too far, I really don't even know. But as far as something being lenient, you know, the way it was handled, if someone felt that it was dirty and you were going to fine them, then I think the fine was lenient. But if you didn't, then there's no point in fining them if you don't think it was that bad of a thing. That's all I was trying to say.
Did you, sorry to keep rehashing, did you think it was dirty at the time?
No, I did not. I didn't care if it was or not. That's the same answer, basically.
Did sitting out in any way help you? I mean, I know you want to be out there every week. Sometimes when guys have to sit either by a coach's decision or by injury, they say that it, you know, stepping back and watching the game as a spectator helps them. Did that make any sense for you?
Yeah, to a certain extent, yeah. You know, it does help you. For the most part, you know, you want to be out there and learning, you know, on hands-on, you know, so... I guess I think what people mean is if I am going to have to sit out for whatever reasons, you know, I might as well take this opportunity to look at the game from a different view and try to learn as much as I can from this view.
JP, as well as New England is playing, is this the kind of challenge you and your teammates look forward to?
We look forward to the challenge. I think every team does as able to play them. They're a great team. You know, they... obviously, I've been very successful over the last, not just this year, but the last few years. And, you know, if there's any team that anyone wants to beat, it's this team. So, but we know we're going to have to play one of our best games. And we're going to be smart with the ball, no turnovers, things like that, to be able to pull this thing out. We're going to need everything we got.
Along those lines, JP, does every team out there want to be the first one to put the L on the Patriots to beat them?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody going into New England feels that they have a pretty good plan and that they're going to be the one to knock them off, you know. And so I think every team feels that way playing them, you know, want to be the spoiler or the first one to do it, of course.
Starting with Kevin Everett's injury and all of the other injuries that your team suffered in the first few weeks of the season, it would have been easy for you guys to just kind of pack it in. How did this team survive and now you've enjoyed a four-game winning streak?
We've just been able to overcome, you know, a lot. Just a tribute to the character of our guys that we have on our team. You know, not to say we're the only team that done it. You know, speaking of New England, they've been able to overcome with injuries and still been able to be successful. So it's just a matter of being a professional and, you know, other guys stepping up, giving opportunities to someone else to go in there and be successful.
Did a lot of it come from the veteran players, the older players, or did it come from the coaching staff or a combination?
Oh, it's definitely a combination. We don't really have too many older guys on our team. But as far as that goes, it's definitely a combination of some young guys who are just hungry, itching to get in there, and some veteran leadership type guys who are, you know, just putting in everyone's ear, you know, how much we need to keep this thing going.
JP, you mentioned there's not too many veteran guys. I think you guys are one of the youngest teams in the league by age. This four-game winning streak you have, do you feel like this team is maybe learning how to win?
You could definitely look at it that way. Me personally, learning how to do the things that keep our team winning. You know, you know, what's more important? When can I take my chances? When do I have to take a chance? You know, when do I just need to get the ball out? When do I need to be smart with it? So learning all those things, I think, from every position, and me personally, yeah, you definitely learn what it takes to win a game. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean it's just going to give me the most yardage on this play or not. It's actually the best play for our team. So I think all the way around the board, you definitely learn how to do that.